Now it's time for Homegrown on 94.7 WPBC LP Charlottesville with your hosts Clinton Johnston and Leslie M. Scott Jones, Charlottesville's only radio show devoted to local arts. And now,
good morning, Sunday morning. Whether you are an art maker, an art breaker, an art faker, or an art partaker, welcome all, because of course all are welcome to Homegrown, show about local art. I'm the one that they call Clinton, here to give you a coolness warning this Sunday morning, because I'm here, of course, with Leslie M. Scott Jones.
Good morning, Clinton. How are you?
I am tired as all get out, Leslie.
Are you? Oh, I'm so sorry. I am not tired, actually. I've had a busy couple of days, but also relaxing.
Really?
Yes.
Really? That has not been my couple of days. I had the type of morning where my alarm went off and I woke and I said, "Oh, I need to get ready," and then I fell back asleep and dreamt that I was up getting ready.
Oh.
And then woke up again and said, "Oh crap, I need to get ready," and fell back asleep and dreamt that I was up getting ready. It was like the Groundhog Day morning.
Wow. No, I went to see Pirates of Penzance.
Did you?
With Herod? Yeah.
With cat-like tread?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. It was.
How was it?
It was really good. It was really good.
Wow.
We know a lot of people in that show.
Do we?
Yes.
I'm so shocked at that.
We know, we know almost the entire cast, I will bet you. But they did an amazing job. Everybody should go see it. It's a fun night. I love that show. I did that show in high school. So
I think that has become quite probably the most popular Gilbert and Sullivan show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It definitely has.
Currently. I mean, not like there's this big demand for Gilbert and Sullivan performances, but.
But if you're hankering for one.
If you're hankering for one, there's a good chance that there is a Pirates of Penzance,
yes,
being performed somewhere in this country.
Somewhere.
At any given time.
Oh, my God. And can I just tell you, Dan Stern does an amazing job as the Pirate King.
Really?
Amazing.
Good old Dan.
He's great. He's awesome. Yeah, I played Mabel in that when I was in high school.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Mabel's got that, all those high notes up there. She's got that flute-like solo.
I trained as a first soprano, so yes.
Damn!
Yeah, all them high notes, man.
More things to learn about you.
I know. I'm like an onion. You just peel a layer, and there's another layer there. And
it just, you're pretty soon in tears.
Yes. Pretty much. Okay. Make them laugh or make them cry. That's my motto.
We should start our show the way we always start our show, with our parental advisory. For all the parentals out there, at some point in this show, we may, and we'll try not to, goodness knows, we will try not to, but we may say the word flotilla. Flotilla. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a possibility. A distinct pause, but we will try so. But if you have young, little ones, teeny tiny ones, ones who just spent the last 20 minutes yelling at you that you are ruining their life by asking them to clean up their room, perhaps you want to keep them from spending the next 30 minutes questioning you about what it means for them to play with their flotilla.
Oh
don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Send them away. Send them away.
You know, it's that first I hate you that gets you. It's the first one.
Does it get easier after that?
After that, it's just, and it all depends on how you react to the first I hate you. You know, I got the first I hate you, and my response was, "But sweetie, I love you." You know.
How did that work for you today?
Oh, it just made them angrier because, you know, they don't get the response they wanted. You know, they say that, and what they want is for you to crumble into the ground, you know, in a ball of tears. Oh, my God, you hate me. I'm destroyed. No, but when you make a joke out of it, then they're just like, "Oh, I didn't get what I want."
And thus the psychological battles begin.
Yes, parenting. It's wonderful.
Well, let's leave that muddy world and go to our first guest. We have with us people from a local band, Pete Stallings and Sally Rose from Shagwolf.
Hello.
Hello, Charlottesville.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Cool, 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 cool. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't you guys get closer to that.
All right.
Closer to that mic. There you go. There you go. You do your Mick Jagger impersonation. I don't know why I say Mick Jagger. Everybody gets really close up to the mic. So tell us about Shagwolf.
Shagwolf is a rock band out of Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and Stanton all at the same time. And there's 3 and 4 members, respectively, sometimes. And I don't know, we're just about to go on our first tour and release our first record. And we're going to play some of our EP on the show today.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sally?
We kind of go by psychedelic gutter glam with a little swamp metal.
See, that's what I wanted to get into. Thank you, Sally.
Yeah.
Look at you, Pete. You're like, we're a rock band. It's we play a little music. Every once in a while, we touch an instrument. No. It's like, so psychedelic glitter glam with a little bit of punk and metal.
Yeah.
What?
Who knows? I mean, genres are real hard, but that's kind of been a mashup of words that people have thrown at us after shows. And, you know, gutter glam and swamp metal were 2 of our favorites. So
I think if you came out to a show, you'd totally understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. So what is swamp metal?
I guess twangy drop tuning is...
Yeah, like it's kind of got a little bit of countryness to it, but it's a little slower. And it's probably a little simpler.
Harder, but heavier.
Yeah, it's just, it's not Metallica. It's not Queens of Stone Age because it's, you know, from the desert, but it's something else.
This is good. We had the guys from Beldam here a couple weeks ago, and we're developing slowly on Homegrown the definitive lexicon of the different types of metal.
That's awesome.
It's changing all the time, too.
So genres, you say genres are hard. I wonder, are genres disappearing? Because there's so many bands that I hear this. Well, we're kind of a hybrid of Cajun punk, Zydeco. Well, we're kind of a hybrid of metal, punk, bluegrass, but with little 80s. So, well, we're kind of a hybrid of
chamber music and rap.
Exactly.
I think a lot of that has to do with the indie music scene having this huge movement and wanting to be heard and represented more. You know, we've got Bandcamp, there's Reverb Nation, people are recording in their basements again, and people don't want to get pigeonholed into one genre, which is kind of cool.
But also, I think it just makes it really confusing, just because you never even know what you're going to hear anymore if it's... So, I don't know, that's why earlier I said we're rock band, because people know what that is, but
right.
Yeah, the genres are, it's all just music.
Right, because it speaks to the question of, I mean, it's only really significant when you're talking about marketing yourself, right?
Exactly.
It's like, well, you know, where in the store do I put this record, right?
Yeah.
Like, but of course, that type of stuff, that type of approach to music, do you guys think that's breaking down? Because everyone's saying that the music business is completely up in the air these days.
Actually, I have a really good example of that. So recently, I just submitted, I mean, it's way overdue, but I just submitted all of our EP to CD Baby, which, you know, has like all the major online distributions.
Uh-huh.
And so they ask you to do like a genre and then a subcategory for genre number 1 and then genre number 2 and then a subcategory for genre number 2. And they do that 3 times. And it was hilarious. I mean, some of the stuff that was on there was so hilarious. I mean, I think I actually was able to do like glam rock for 1 and then something similar to swamp metal and then the mood, and then the whole thing, it was like, what mood are you? And like, sex music was one of the options. I was like, sure, why not? I'll take it. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
But, I'm glad the CD Baby actually had a specific category for sex music.
Yeah. So there's like, it's hilarious. It just kept going and going. I was like, when does this end? This is like...
Because especially in the African American community, there was an unwritten, unspoken understanding that there were just certain artists
that
were just like, these are our sex artists.
Oh, yeah, Marvin Gaye.
Luther.
Yeah.
Teddy.
That's right.
Yeah, Teddy.
Turn them off!
Yes.
A lot of people my age and a little bit younger came into the world because of Teddy Pendergrass. Let me tell you.
Oh, man.
It's like, yeah, the best contraception, just get rid of soul music altogether.
Just get rid of soul and funk. Anything that moves your hips, completely.
Just go.
I'm sorry. What's that line from the Jerry Lee Lewis movie where right after he marries his cousin and they're you know, it's their wedding night and they're in the bed and she's like all wild and everything. He's like, wait, you know, he thought he married a virgin and he's like, whoa, where did you learn this? And she says, I felt it in the music. I was like, ooh.
That was some screenwriter really enjoying that. Well, let's hear a little bit of music, shall we?
Woohoo!
We're going to listen to something from Shagwell. See if we can pull it up here from those interwebs. Right. Hair, a new single by Shagwell.
Yeah.
You can find it on Bandcamp. That's nice. That's nice. That's nice. Now I get it.
Yeah.
So tell us about that song.
So that song we recorded with our buddies in Charlottesville. I don't know if you guys know Nate and Alex from Astronomers, but they're an awesome team, and they make these Splitsville EPs with bands. I think the one before that they did with New Boss.
I believe so.
Yeah, so you can find that on Bandcamp, and it's it's one song of theirs and it's one song of ours, and it's a great way to build community in the music scene. And
Oh, nice. Yeah, I see.
Help each other out a little bit. So
it's also the only recording that we have with Ivan, our keyboardist, because everything else doesn't have keyboards on it.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
How is it that you have a keyboardist but no only one song with that has keyboards?
Because he joined a little later than the rest of the band after we had made our EP, but...
Oh, I get it.
He is still in the band, and we're about to show the whole East Coast about it in a week or two.
This weekend.
This weekend.
This coming weekend.
So you guys are heading on tour.
We are.
And you're playing an album.
Yes.
Planning it, or you're doing an album.
Doing it.
But you've also got an Indiegogo campaign going to help fund both those things.
That's right.
Correct.
Tell us about that. Because I would think that that they would be contingent upon the campaign. But you're like, no, we're doing it. Whatever. But
they, yes and no. They are contingent. But we will figure out a way to make it work. is basically what it's going to come down to. We're super, super excited to be recording in Richmond. In August, we'll be hitting the studio at Montrose Recording, which is with producer Adrian Olson of Avers, and they're one of our favorite bands, period. Not just locally, but they're just an awesome band, so we're stoked about that.
Yeah, very excited. We went down to that recording studio, and it's so nice, and it has its own house just for you to live in, not even to record in. You just hang out in the house, and then the studio is, like, right next door. It's just beautiful.
A bunch of nice rugs everywhere.
Yeah, dogs running around, And yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Nice. Actually, we should do a drop. I didn't even think of that. Ready for that? Oh, yeah, you're ready for that.
Hi, this is Jason Burke of the Six Pack Songwriter Series. You're listening to 94.7 FM, Homegrown.
Radio stuff, just like in the big time. 60 minutes past the hour, you're listening to 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville, progressive enough to give a chance for a teeny little show on local art to exist on the air. Big thumbs up for WPVC for doing that. Stay tuned afterwards, of course, for the Sunday morning wake-up call. Another previously recorded version with your host, Sean McCord. And if you're just joining us, we're here with Sally Rose and Pete Stallings from Shagwolf.
Ow. Ooh. Okay, so Fight Like a Girl.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that title.
It's a good title.
And that's her shirt. So you guys can't see this, obviously, but wow, she is so ready to fight like a girl. Like
These guys are merch-tastic.
She's got a Fight Like a Girl shirt, and he's got a Sally Rose shirt. You guys are cross-promotion. That's awesome.
Good. That's what we're doing.
We've been wearing them for 3 days, too.
Yeah. Don't get too close to it.
So, okay, so you're starting your tour this weekend.
Yes.
Okay, so where are you starting it? Where and when? How can people get to it?
So we're technically, this is kind of cool, actually, because the Shagwolf's never been live on air before, and we're doing 3 radio shows this week, including
wow.
you guys. So we're really stoked about that.
Are we the first?
You guys are the first.
Yay, we're the first!
We like you guys. We're so respectful and did a great job and treated us like ladies.
Aww. Yeah, so then we are leaving this weekend. We're going to head down to Richmond and play on WRIR and Radio Rubber Room. And on Friday night, the 8th, we're playing at Gallery 5 with Venus Skytrap, Recluse Raccoon, and Pete Curry, who are all awesome Richmond bands. So that's going to be a great bill, and that's going to be kind of our kickoff for tour. And we're coming home for one show at Baja on Saturday to try to save up some money.
Baja and Stanton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday night, and then we'll be gone for a little over 2 weeks, all up and down the East Coast.
Yeah. Crazy.
If Boston, I may ask, New Jersey. What's it like playing Baja in Stanton? Because it's a small, tight space.
That's my favorite bar in the world, though. I live like right across from there. And so it's fun because you can fill it up really quick. And but everybody, we know everybody who comes in there. And so it's like you're just having a practice in your living room.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
We love it because, I mean, we literally fill that place at capacity, and sometimes the cops show up and They're always nice about it, and it's great. Most of the time. They usually just stand outside with their lights and wave at us.
Okay, so I have a group of friends that I met in high school or right after high school who have a band called Auger, and they used to play at Bricks every Friday, first Fridays of the month, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had an injury, so they haven't played well there for a while, but literally every time they played, there was some old biddy that lived in the apartments across the street from Barracks who would call the police about the noise.
Wow.
And it happened so many times that one of the guys actually got a noise meter and would stand in the parking lot. So when the cop came around, he's like, dude, here's the noise meter. It's not above regulation. Here you go.
Stanton's been there,
it
too.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Man. We practice, Shagwolf practice, and it's third story of this big building in Stanton. And right across the street is the police station. And we practice from like 7 till like 10:30. And around 9:30, they'll shine the spotlight from the car up and turn the lights on. And it'll flash all in the
They never
the
come
practice
up.
Room.
They never, can't come in the building.
They only
so
came
they
up one time when the building
lights.
Was on fire.
That was actually really terrifying. We thought it was one of our friends messing with us because it was like, bang, 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 bang. And we were like, ha ha, it's the cops. They don't ever come up here. And he was like, it's the cops. And we were like, ha-ha. And then he was like, do you think I'm bleeping kidding? And we were like, what? And then, like, Ivan runs to the door, and he opens the door, and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? And it was actually a cop, and he was like, there's a fire in the building. Get out. And Ivan was like, seriously? And he's like, do you think I'm kidding? And we were like, oh, man. I guess we should get out of here.
Yeah. Fire was contained. No one was injured.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
All the equipment's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You figure somewhere there has to be a band with cops actually in it.
You would think so.
Right? You think they can't all just be like,
yeah, like who plays
there can't be a really sharp divide between cops
and
bands. There's got to be and for that band, like, do they ever get harassed?
No, they never, man. I'm sure they're fine the whole time.
I'm sure they get harassed by like all the punk kids all the time.
Yeah.
You're not playing loud enough.
Do you think they go and they practice right next to the drunk tank, right down?
Probably, yeah.
Right down in the gym. You can sleep it off. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here fighting
like
a girl.
All right.
I do, too.
All right. Well, then let's hear a single from their EP. I don't know, not a single, but a track from the EP. This is Fight Like a Girl.
Yeah.
Fight Like a Girl by Shag Wolf from their EP Heavy Petting.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Awesome. So where can, so tell people where they can go, what they can do to get to your Indiegogo campaign and why they should get to your Indiegogo campaign.
So you can go to Indiegogo.com, and our project is called Shag Wolf is Making a Record and Going on Tour. We've got a ton of perks on there. We've got CDs, koozies, T-shirts. We will write you a song. I think it's $100, and we'll write a song for you. Custom.
Wait. Well, let's get this straight. Let's get this perfectly clear.
Oh, it's a real thing. You heard right, folks.
$100 contribution, and you will what?
We will write a song for you.
About whatever you want. Get the C-notes out now.
About whatever you want. That's right. We also have a, let's see, what else? There's a drawing by Sweet Pete for $30. And I think there's some absurd, like,
If you give us enough money, we'll do just about anything you want us to do. Oh,
I think the $1,000 contribution is a custom pinup calendar from all members of Shag Wolf.
Yeah,
which is
wow,
pretty. Can you imagine Pablo, our Argentinian drummer, in like a little maid outfit?
He's
just think about it.
He's gorgeous, but the maid outfit will be the icing on the cake.
Endless possibilities.
And Argentinian drummer.
Oh, yeah.
In a French maid's outfit.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
I may have to start an Indiegogo campaign of my own just to get that. like that sounds great.
Sounds pretty great, right?
I love this idea of somebody running an Indiegogo campaign to make enough money to contribute to another Indiegogo
Please,
campaign.
Please, I need this. Support my need for Shag Wolf.
So with making this EP... okay, so the EP is called Heavy Petting.
Mm-hmm.
Love the name.
oh my.
Clinton's blushing over here. Sorry. So how did you put the EP together? Like, cause you know, like I said, Clinton and I are artists and so we like to talk to artists about how they do what they do. So what was the process? Like, did you write songs and then put music to them or did they come together in different ways? And then how did you decide what went on the EP?
It went really quick. We wrote, we had a whole set. Ready to play, and we'd been playing it out for a couple of months, and we didn't have anything to sell, so we were like, we really need to record something, so we just, you know, took the five first and best songs that we wrote, and recorded them in a now-defunct hotspot in Waynesboro, and I mean, it from the get-go to the end of it, it only probably took a couple of months, because we just really needed something, and we had some local artists do the artwork on the front and the back. And
Andrew Davis
did a wonderful painting of a shag wolf.
Yes, howling. I see this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shag fox.
And we recorded the whole thing live within like 3.5 to 4 hours. And
early in the morning, too.
Didn't mix like any 10. Of it. It's super rough. It's like your classic garage recording. And so, yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, and we can't wait to come back with our classic shiny studio recording. Yeah.
Yes!
So I was about to ask that in terms of a recording aesthetics, what you prefer. Do you prefer something that sounds very much like your live performance? That's, like you said, that seems very organic, done live and kind of like this garage feel? Or do you prefer the really polished stuff where you can add things in that you don't really hear on the live?
It's interesting because Pete and I are in a bunch of different bands together. So for example, like we just...
Yeah, we were just talking about the run through. Could you just run through the list?
So Pete's in...
Lost Indian. It's a folk band in Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in Shag Wolf and Sally Rose Band and Gold Boots, and we both play solo.
And we both play in Lady Stardust, which is a Bowie tribute cover band.
Yeah, with Lauren Hoffman.
Lauren Hoffman, Alethea Leventhal of Ships in the Night.
Talk to Lauren about that. She was on the show.
That's cool. Right, she was.
She came to our show last night.
And I sing with Jaguar Dini, which is our keyboardist's other band. So there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
But so as in regards to recording... like Sally Rosebin would typically more be like your polished studio sound, because we just made a record at Sound of Music Studios last Halloween with them. And Shagwolf is much more of your like grungy live sound. But I think recording with Avers is going to kind of be a really cool, happy medium for that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Cool. So, I've got so many questions. I do, because it's really fun talking to you guys. Okay, I'm going to go this direction. Because you were talking about your experience recording recently and how it was all there was a house that was next to it and the dogs. How much does the environment of the recording studio affect, of a recording situation, affect the actual recording process?
Oh, it makes like half of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Huge impact.
And the people you're working with too, is a huge deal, but we just, like Sally mentioned earlier, we made a record at Sound of Music in Richmond, and it was a huge building, and it was just one guy plus the band, and not even all of the band sometimes, and we just had the run of the place. We could do whatever we wanted, and it was so relaxed.
I mean, he literally, like, gave us a spare key to the studio, and we stayed there. I mean, basically lived upstairs in the studio for, like, a couple of months. You know, just like eating sushi and drinking wine, waking up and making coffee with the producer in your pajamas, like, really does not get better than that. And he's like, we'll do vocal tracks when you're ready. Wake up, do your thing, you know.
I suddenly had this flash of Keith Richards listening to this show, the, eating sushi, drinking wine. How is that recording?
Yeah, exactly.
You can call our manager, Keith. We'll talk about it.
I'm right here.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
So so you mentioned you had a friend do the artwork.
Yeah.
So did you, like, give them ideas, or did you just say, hey, we're putting an EP together, we need some art? What, like,
that art had been made for me by Andrew Davis probably about the time Shagwolf started getting together. Mm-hmm. And so I'd have had that painting in my living room for a long time. And
it's on a big, round piece of wood.
Yeah, it's actually a circular painting, and it's a little bit bigger than that.
Wow.
But I mean, well, in real life, it's like this big, but anyway. But yeah, it was just kind of fitting. It looked neat, and we needed something for the back, and we're really into supporting all kinds of local art from all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the front is
Sally's knuckles.
That's what I'm looking. Those are Sally's knuckles with Shagwolf written on them.
Can I just, so for our radio audience, can I just say the painting on the back, so great. It does look like, it looks like Steve Perry from Journey dropped just a couple of tabs.
Yes!
Just a couple of tabs.
And I love
put
it.
On some Lynyrd Skynyrd and just sort of hallucinate.
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's got that, like, 80s kind of country, like, weird psychedelic vibe going on. You'll have to buy the EP just so you can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. And where can they buy this EP?
So you'll have to come to one of our live shows.
You will until awesome. A very short period of time. We'll be up on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon and all that stuff very shortly. It's in the process.
Really? You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break from talking to our... You want to hang around and continue to talk?
Let's do it.
This is great. Let's take a break and go through some things that you can see in town, in our wonderful artistic town. You ready? Boom. Currently running from now until August 21st, Yimaduwara, Artist of the River, the Kluge Roo Aboriginal Art Collection. Also currently running now until August 28th, the American Shakespeare Center's summer season. It continues. It moves on apace, you could say. That's Twelfth Night with King and King Lear by Shakespeare and the modern musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. Currently running, by the way, I think Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, they will actually kill Native Americans right there for you.
They will not.
They got to do for Andrew Jackson. Come on. They won't actually kill Native Americans. They will actually just make them get up, leave all their belongings, and march them to Oklahoma. What? He did it. He, worst president ever.
I can't with you right now.
currently running until July 15th, Mozart's Così fan tutte, the June show, or June show, right, so all July shows are at the Paramount Theater, so check that out. Currently running until July 9th, Pirates of Penzance at UVA as part of the Heritage Summer Theater Festival. From July 7th to July 13th, it's My Favorite Year, the musical, at Oak Grove Theater in Verona, Virginia. Theater, summer theater, under the stars. July 7th to 18th, Cleopatra the 7th at Guerrilla Theater. You want to know about that? Go to SeavillePodcast.com. Find last week's episode. We talked about it. We talked about it, though you'll know. Also, July 7th to July 16th, Souvenir, a fantasia of the life of Florence Foster Jenkins, a funny and heartfelt tale about a wealthy would-be opera diva. Done again at UVA as part of the Heritage Theater Festival. And July 8th, oh, this is a good one, Virginia Film Festival's Moonlight Movies, back with the Peanuts movie, this time at Carter Mountain Orchard. Free and open to the public, the space opens at 6-7 p.m. for picnics and such. The movie starts around 8:30 when the sun is down. Bring blankets and chairs. And for just a little bit of the musical world around us, this afternoon, Maddie Metcalf and Rick Olivares at Adventure Farm and Vineyard. July 5th, it's the Charlottesville Municipal Band at the MLK Performing Arts Center at Charlottesville High School. July 7th, it's Scuffletown at the Market at Grellin, David Tewksbury Band and Annabeth and the Larkspur at the Anteroom, the Michael Ellswick Gathering at Fellini's, and the Benny Dodd Band at Pro Renata Farm Brewery. On July 8th, oh, you're going to have a tough time picking what you see on July 8th. July 8th, it's the Rene Ruth Duo at Wild Wolf Brewery, the Bobby Midnight Band at the Anteroom, Luca Dora Acustica at the Blue Moon Diner, DJ Groovematic at Rapture. Rapture? At Rapture. He's so groovy, he's added an extra syllable to the venue's name. You go, Groovematic. Also, Jim Wave at Adventure Farm and Vineyard. And July 9th, it's Zuzu's Hot 5 at Albemarle Cider Works if you want to get your classic jazz on, and why wouldn't you? And also July 9th, Mark Robuck's CD release party at the Jefferson Theater, Glass Betty at Heritage on Main, Rattlebag at Wild Wolf Brewery, and All Black Affair Part 2 at the Anteroom. Of course, tonight, like every Sunday night, is Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, it's the Singer-Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, the traditional Irish session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, open mic night at Pro Renata Farm Brewery. Bob Bonetta at Cafe Katura. The Mike Rosensky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. And Jim Wave at the Blue Moon Diner. Every Thursday, it's the Woolen Writers Revival, hosted by Will Thomas Reed and Brian Craddock at Firefly. And if none of that floats your boat, then pull up the drawbridge, cross that moat, and head down to Miller's on Thursday for the John Dearth Quintet, because every once in a while, you just got to come down to Dearth. And that is just some. Those are just some of the wonderful artistic events in our wonderful artistic town. If you're an artist and you have an event and like us to tell, and would like us to tell people about it, we'd like to tell them about it. Contact us at our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/homegrownwpvc, or email us at homegrown947@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Charlie Pasterfield,
Susan Munson,
and Stuart Holm
from Mama Tried.
And you're listening to
Homegrown Radio on 94.7.
39 minutes past the hour. WBBC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. This is Homegrown. If you're just joining us, we're here with Shagwolf.
Woo!
Woohoo! Coming here at the just about to start their tour for which they are Indiegogoing.
Yes.
When is the site going to come up with Indiegogo dancers? That's what I want to know.
You know,
that should have been a perk for the thing.
That should have been a perk.
Hey, we can do that. We know some go-go dancers.
$2,500 and Sally Rose will Indiegogo dance anywhere you want.
how do you do go-go dancing to psychedelic glam?
Oh,
she'd find a way.
It's possible. I actually, one of the last times I was at a show in Richmond with one of my girlfriends, this dude leaned over and he was like, "I have never in my entire life seen anybody headbang to a soul band." It was like, right on.
Nice, nice. Nice. So, a little look behind the scenes. What are the challenges for planning a tour?
Oh my gosh.
Like,
they are challenging.
It's
Sally Rose and Ivan, our keyboardists, have been doing most of the work. I'm terrible at it. I've been trying to help them book shows, and I don't know. But there's so much emailing and talking and sending your songs out to other people and calling bands and finding out that they can't do it, but they know a friend of a friend who knows a friend with a cousin who might could do it, and you got to track that guy down, and then it doesn't work out, but he knows a guy, and it's just, I don't know.
For me, the hardest part is not so much the networking, but, like, the actual, like, geographical breaking down, the logistical part, like, mapping out the cities. We all have to find cities where we all either know friends or family, people who come to our shows, places we can crash, so we don't have to sleep in the minivan every night.
Right, and I think that's something that people who aren't musicians or who haven't toured don't think about. And from what I understand from talking and from hearing bands talk, that's a huge part of it. Like finding apart from the gig, finding crashes.
Yeah, because
a safe place. Yeah,
nobody makes money on tour at this level. So really the whole goal is to play in front of as many people as you possibly can in a short period of time and not lose a ton of money. That's basically the goal.
And make a lot of friends.
Make a lot of friends.
I don't know. I think we could, you know.
We like friends.
Yeah.
Friends are good.
Friends are good.
So I'm kind of going through this, too, because I'm taking my novel to the Holland Book Fair in the middle of this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And and so I'm sitting there going, okay, the book fair is only one day, but it's like from 9 in the morning until 6 in the afternoon, and I'm going to be really tired. I do not want to drive 6.5 hours from New York back to Virginia at the end of the day. I'm like, okay, are my cousins in Queens going to be around? Like, can I crash there? Like, because, you know, I don't want to make money at the fair and then spend it, you know, on a hotel and not, you know, not have anything the end of it. So how do you budget for you know, an indie tour like this? Like,
it's funny because I actually, my big sister, Mary Pearl, is, she's a preschool teacher and she's really incredibly good at budgeting things. And last night she and I were talking, she's like, I'm going to help you guys write out your budget, for your 2-week tour. And that way you'll know exactly how much you can spend, which is actually incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's done that, you know, she and I went to Central America together and we had to map out how much we were spending. And, you know, her and her husband went on this year-long cross-country trip and she had to map out her expenses for a year. So I was like, you know what? That would actually be really great.
Well, you know, and that's something that
For a year.
And they had a Kickstarter for that.
It takes me a week to wonder if I can afford Friday's pizza.
I know.
Well, that's something we talk about a lot on the show is that, you know, as artists, that's just not in our wheelhouse thinking like that.
Example, week pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything is food with him. Okay.
I'm starving right now.
Aw. You didn't get breakfast before you came?
Well, no. She got me a banana. I didn't eat the breakfast that was made for me.
Oh, uh-oh.
You made a banana.
She made me a banana.
That's breakfast.
Yeah, but...
You didn't eat it?
It's on the dashboard of my car right now.
Okay, so there's a geography problem, is basically what we're saying.
We're preparing for tour life, not sleeping, haven't had coffee yet. We look
eating food off the dashboard.
Funny.
They're in training.
They're in training.
You see,
this is how you train. Now I get it. Okay,
you have to slowly ease yourself into bum life.
Lift that amp. Okay, amp curls.
Yeah.
How fast can you break down that drum kit? Come on.
So are you taking a roadie with you to help set up and break down, or are you?
That's me.
it's all Pete. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he may need to.
Just the four of us, though.
Just the four of us. Yeah.
You may need to do some amp curls. I'm a little worried Pete may be injured or something.
I should have figured out how many shows we've played in the last year. It's absurd.
Yeah. It is.
Between the 10 bands together that we're all in. Because it's not just us. I mean, Pablo, our drummer, is in...
He's in a bunch of bands.
He's in a bunch of bands. Ivan's in a million... He's been on tour all summer.
He's on tour right now.
The reason why he hasn't played the last few shows with us is because he was on tour with Jaguar Dini, then he was on tour with Tom, Hanks, which is a Tom Waits and Tom Hanks tribute band.
What?
Yeah.
He has like a megaphone, and they like have noisemakers, and they stomp around and growl, and yeah, it's pretty
Tom
great.
Wakes.
Oh
Hank
my
Williams.
God!
Yeah, Hank Williams. That's right.
Okay, we've got to get them on the show, Clinton.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
sounds
yeah.
awesome.
You'll love it.
You would love it. It's pretty amazing.
Wait, it's Tom Waits, Hank Williams.
Oh yeah,
and it's
I really
Tom
wanted
Hanks.
To, yeah. I really wanted it to be Tom Waits, Tom Hanks.
I know.
Yeah.
That
would they have do been... some stuff from Toy Story.
That'd
be cool.
What's that movie? Is it Big? Is the one
yes,
where, he
where he's the little
down
kid?
On the keyboard?
Yes,
you just do that
yeah.
halfway through.
Just
the
trying
set?
To imagine the Forrest Gump song.
Right. Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Oh, oh my goodness. Okay.
Maybe you should start oh,
the
shut up.
Popcorn shrimp.
You don't ever say popcorn shrimp. They say popcorn shrimp and Forrest Gump.
No, when he's listing the types of shrimp.
Except for popcorn. They hadn't invented that. That was like in the 90s. Popcorn shrimp were in like late
90s. I will
bet
you an entire six-pack.
You know what? I think you're going to be watching that movie today, Pete. That's what I think.
Yeah, but how much are you going to bet me?
A six-pack. It's
all right. All right. Oh. If they say popcorn shrimp in Forrest Gump, then I get you a six-pack. But if they didn't, then you owe me
one. That's how deals work. Yep.
Okay, so you're going to have to let us know how that works out.
I will.
I want to know who won.
I'll shoot you guys a message. It'll be like, meh.
You guys can come over and drink my beers with me.
Oh, he's already invited me. He's very confident in this. He thinks he's already won.
I'm sure somebody's listening right now, Googling it on the internet.
Right?
Call in and tell us.
Actually, somebody Googles it, Facebook message us. I will get it.
We'll
we can
send
solve
you a free
this
MP3
right
to hair.
There you go.
Yeah.
We can solve this right now.
Oh yeah.
Clinton's making odd like hand signals at me.
Yeah, I'm saying that time.
It's time?
Yeah.
Oh, it's time? I don't want them to go.
I don't either.
They're fun.
And PVC only gives us an hour.
We don't want to go. We can just do this again.
There we go.
We'll come back.
They have to come back. They're fun. We like them.
And we'll bring Tom Hanks.
Sally Rose, Pete Stallings from Shag Wolf.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
Tell
so
people once again the where and the when they where can they see you before you leave? Or can they see you before
yes.
you leave?
Yes, so we will be at Gallery 5 this Saturday night in Richmond, and we're going to have a big kickoff to the tour party on, what is that, Saturday night at Baja in Stanton, and then we'll be gone for 2 weeks. So come check us out, indiegogo.com, check out our record, check out our perks. It's a pretty sweet deal.
It's all on Facebook. You'll see it.
There you go. Not too late to get the perks that works.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. 49 minutes past the hour. You're listening to 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. And this is Homegrown, a show about local art where we bring local artists in to starve while their bananas sit out in the car. But while those bananas are gotten, before they become rotten, it is time to cater to the misbegotten of you out there with that wonderful part of the show that we call Leslie's Weekly Rant.
Woo! Go do a drop with them.
Thank you, Clinton. So this morning I wanted to talk about something particular to live performance. This happens in live theater, and I'm guessing it happens probably in dance as well. But today I wanted to talk about ethics. Sounds weird, right? Sounds like something that may not belong, but it definitely does, and in many different ways. So as an actor, there are certain things you just don't do. It is, for example, in my opinion, unethical to place your needs above the needs of the rest of the cast. Whether you have 13,000 words or 13, if there are other people on stage with you trying to create a story, then you owe them the courtesy of doing what you can to make sure they're getting what they need from you. All the world's a stage, but no man is an island. No cast can truly be carried by one person. It has to be an ensemble. Actors are responsible for creating a full and layered human being. Once receiving a vision from the director, it's their job to add little bits of nuance to make that person breathe and live for an audience. As a director, it's also wrong for you to pay more attention to one person than another. Of course, actors and techies are going to need a different level of direction. But you should create an environment where everyone can learn and grow as an actor or technician. Also, you shouldn't be so involved or in control of the creation that you don't give the person room to create something that means something to them. The director is part of the ensemble, not the dictator of it. Yes, a director has the last say in decisions and is responsible for constructing a vision that is clear and can be followed by everyone. But it's not the director's job to get in the way of the actor or the techie as they do their work, or it's not the job of the director to do their work for them. To have a true community theater, what you do should reflect the community. There should be varied and interesting shows, giving all kinds of artists in the community the chance to work and grow their craft, whatever that might be. The organization also has responsibility to ensure that they don't play favorites for directors, actors, techies. A community theater should have a mission of growing the community of artists, as well as putting on really good theater. Sounds hard, right? It is. In the best of circumstances, it's a balancing act that you don't always complete successfully. In less than good circumstances, it's something that you may keep striving for, although you may never reach it. But once again, it's about the journey. It's about trying your best to stay true to the work, to continue to find the truth you wish to share with the world. It's also about bringing people along with you who are interested in learning and growing as artists. It also means having people who are willing to teach and grow the next generation of artists, to be mentors by lead and by example. It may be the hardest thing to do, to create a space where people as diverse as can be can feel safe and vital enough to share the most intimate parts of themselves on a regular basis. It's tricky and difficult. It's time-consuming and frustrating. And when it all comes together for a series of performances, it's also magic. It is absolutely amazing to watch. And for the ones putting on the performance, there's a sense of accomplishment that cannot be overmatched. That's why we do it. That's why we keep coming back. It's also why you should keep coming to see it. And that's the weekly rant.
Really?
Yes. Yes, Clinton.
Well, it was a wonderful rant.
Really? You think so?
I do.
That's because you didn't listen to it.
I listened to so many moments of it.
So many moments of it? But not the whole thing?
So many moments.
Not the whole thing, though.
I was thinking about bananas.
You?
Like I said, I haven't eaten yet.
Clinton.
What?
You're supposed to listen to my... You don't pay attention to me? Is that what you're saying to me now? You don't pay attention to me at all? Is that, is that what this is?
I don't get this. I thought that you'd be happy because every time I pay attention to you, you... I'm not saying that you say silly things. I'm not saying that you say stuff that's I can't win. I can't win here. I can't win. What is the point? What is the point? You know what? I'm just going to...
The point? No,
hey, all I know is Pete's got a banana out there. Maybe there's half of it for me. I'm going to go out there and get it.
Seriously? You're going to leave me for a half of a banana?
I said it was good. I said I liked it.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, obviously, Clinton's really hungry, so he went to get the banana. Pete, if you're listening, don't give him half the banana. Don't do it. Don't give it up, man. All right. So we want to thank our guests. Sally Rose and Pete Stallings from Shagwolf. They were awesome to talk to. We had a great time. You guys should definitely go pick up the EP and catch them at Baja in Stanton. Coming up, we have the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with Sean McCord, which is previously recorded. But you guys, you know what? You guys have an amazing week. I'm going to go try and calm Clinton down. Hopefully, if Pete didn't give him the banana, maybe I'll feed him, because obviously hunger does a little something to him that I wasn't quite aware of. You guys have a great week, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.